He came from Memphis with a towel in his hand.
Se fue de Memphis con una toalla en la mano.
And he was homeless when Cornelius left the band.
Se quedó sin dónde vivir cuando el gordito se fue de la orquesta.
He's a very special man to me. He came my way in a pickup truck and out from Memphis to Tennessee. His loving woman left him and he thought that this was the end.
Pack up your water and towel, Chucky. There's a message that we both sent.
This is the ballad of Charlie Hart.
It's my girlfriend, Ginger.
People wonder if he's shy or me. I tell a man who's neither. I've instructed him never to speak.
There's an old Charlie Jack out of a dirty mouth. And Dred Zeppelin's got none of that jive, man.
We gotta stay together if we're gonna be staying alive. Let's stay on.
This is the ballad of Charlie Hart.
Hey, come over here, Stone. Give me one of them kicks.
This is the ballad of Charlie Hart.
Kick your butt all the way to Tupelo. Give me time. Wipe my brow, man. The spaceship will be leaving in 15 seconds.
I'm alone trying to come on home.
This is the ballad of Charlie Hart.
Something on my lip, man.
This is the ballad of Charlie Hart.
Right.
This is the ballad of Charlie Hart.
Love's gone into Of a plan Jimmy Swaggart is to play. We want to let you know the plot and tell you we are here to help in any way. We want to help you, Jim and Tammy, help you save your heritage, USA. Well, we will never touch your ministry. We promise was the line they gave to me. You will always be in charge of everything we put on your TV. Now you just rest and trust in us and leave your network and your show within our hands. He said, I'll give it back when we reveal the Jimmy Swagger takeover plan. Now they flew back to North Carolina in a hurry in Fowell's private jet. And at once begin their deeds that the people will never forget. Well, they changed the board that very day and our whole team and fired everyone with power. And Farwell, Mims, and Grossman were on TV before the press within the very hour. Talk to the staff at PTL and convince them Jim and Tammy had done wrong. Charlie said, support Jerry Falwell and his team if you want to keep your job. They held an auction in the barn and sold brass fixtures from the Grand. They said, we're gold. They even sold Max's doghouse, leaving three little dogs out in the cold. We watched them tear apart the park and sell the assets of the ministry at a loss. Saw them file bankruptcy, go to court, and kick Kevin out of his house. They told lies about Jim Baker, tried to ruin him and his life in every way. Let's send Powell back to Lynchburg and rebuild our heritage, USA. Let's send Powell back to Lynchburg, help the people rebuild heritage, USA.
One fateful day on the highway, a great singer had passed away. He was one of the great singers. People loved him more day by day. Johnny Harden was a singer to success, a singer to be blessed. He was on his way to put on a show when his life met down with a blow. On that day for him the sun fell, and there were broken hearts to tell. Many people were found. Tell his family that they no longer had their daddy. Speak now, the sky is clear and blue. We still hear Johnny Harden coming through. On that day for him the sun fell, and there were broken hearts to tell. Many people were filled with sorrow, for Johnny there was no tomorrow. Who could be the one to tell his family they no longer had their daddy? Speak now, the sky is clear and blue. Johnny coming through. Johnny Harden, we all love you.
He rode with men who were hauling for a living, introduced them to the sun, showed them to his dreamer's window, what together forever they could become. He raced past boys who were sitting on their schooling, took his lessons on the run, studied history in the freight yards, and the future of labor when his work was done. You can argue his motives and his passions, what moved the heart and ruled his mind. He carried strength to brothers in. Now he's gone before his time.
Now he's gone before his time. morning's time. And you can hear the truckers rumble from Maine to Idaho. We'll remember you, Jimmy, wherever we are. And we'll remember wherever we go. We'll remember wherever we go.
He never forgot the roots of his beginning. Was a proud coal miner's son, gave respect to blue-gray diesel. The rank and file of old and young. Now we hold him to judgment and measure, question purpose and ponder his line. He made life a little better for us plain folks. Now he's gone before his time.
Now he's gone before his time. And you can hear the truckers rumble from Maine to Idaho. We'll remember you, Jimmy, wherever we are. And we'll remember wherever we go. We'll remember wherever we go.
Woody and Mia were lovers. 12 years they had their fun. Mia looked after 11 kids. Woody had his eye on one. Her name was Sun Yi. It's quite complicated, you see. Woody was pushing 60. Sun Yi was just 21. Sun Yi said, Woody, take some pictures of me. Woody said, you bet your buns, and whatever you show, don't let your mom know. Mia discovered those photos, called up old Al Dershowitz. Al said, if Woody wants custody, give him all 11 kids. Then let's see him work, they will drive him berserk. Well, Mia, she became furious. Said, Sun Yi, what have you done? Mia took Sun Yi's whole closet of clothes and shredded them one by one. Sun Yi said, be my guest, Woody buys me the best. Now this fall there is a movie. In it, Woody and Mia are wed. Woody meets a real young student and they end up going to bed. What cheap, dirty shots. Where's he getting these plots? Woody and Mia were lovers, and like all lovers they'd fight. But how many couples have to go to the mat on television every night? Woody and Mia, you know, you got one hell of a show.
Guess what? It's me again. Hate to break in like this. We're dealing with some important subjects here. But I have to, you know, stop you every now and then before you get totally carried away. A lot of you are walking around with Walkmen. A lot of you are listening in the office. I just can't have that responsibility of having you wander off in some direction. It's my job to keep you grounded in reality. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is another episode of The Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, throwing a wet towel on your festivities. And this week we're looking at people of fame, famous people, songs that have been written about people that you should know, with one exception. We started with The Ballad of Charlie Hodge. That was Dred Zeppelin, of course. Charlie Hodge, while not a celebrity, certainly is a very important person. He is the guy who throws a towel on toward Elvis when he comes off the stage, or in some cases walks out onto the stage with a towel for toward Elvis. Toward Elvis sweats like a pig, and he also supplies toward Elvis with water, which he drinks and converts into pig sweat. So that's a very important thing, and I think if all of us had somebody like Charlie Hodge in our lives, we'd be a little drier. After that, the Mystery Trio, The Ballad of Paul. Is Paul McCartney dead? We'll find out. Eventually he will be, of course, but he's not now, as far as we know. After that, Tammy Faye Baker, The Ballad of Jim and Tammy. Jerry D, and The Ballad of Johnny Horton. Johnny Horton, of course, an old country singer from the 60s, Battle of New Orleans, things like that. Died in a car crash, as you just heard. And after that, Tom Lee, The Ballad of Jimmy Hoffa. And Loose Bruce Kerr, The Ballad of Woody and Mia. All those songs were ballads. It just seemed natural to string them all together like that. So we have a bunch of famous people going to visit us here today of various fame, like I said, and various non-fame. So stay tuned. We'll be visiting with some old friends here. And I will come back in a little while to play Charlie Hodge for your toward Elvis listening experience and throw a towel over your pig sweaty little heads. All right, sound fair? Okay. So coming up, more.
1, 2. Uno. What come after 2? 5.
Idi Amin, most amazing man there's ever been. He the general, the president, the king of the scene. Idi Amin.
Look at the history and packed with men. What rising to the top and getting chopped again? No one fathoming the secret of the whole damn thing. You gotta give the population something to sing.
Idi Amin, most amazing man there's ever been. He the general, the president, the king of the scene. Idi Amin.
Take Hitler, Stalin, Attila, the nun. No one got a good word for a single one. Where these first-class geniuses all going wrong? They never got the population singing along.
Idi Amin, most amazing man there's ever been. He the general, the president, he king of the scene. Idi Amin.
Listen, with the world-famous Kampala Key Club mind keeping in the damn background, what the hell going on here? It looking like some kind of musical coup to me. That better. 3 people more than enough for a quartet anyhow.
Idi Amin, most amazing man there's ever been. He the general, the president, the king of the scene. Idi Amin.
A modern leader got a twist and shout. Gotta tell the people, let it all hang out. If you don't want to vanish with a boot up the bomb, you gotta give the population something to hum.
Idi
you're still crowding the stand.
He the general, the president, he king of the scene. Idi Amin.
That a pretty good voice you got there. That voice possibly taking you right to the top of the charts. Yes, sir, ma'am, every chance you get into the number one spot on the Uganda hit parade with a voice like that. You could be the next Engelbert Bassett. You could be the new Zulu. Pity the world only needing one new star, really. Idi Amin, the most amazing man that the world has seen. Now the general, the president, the king of the scene. Idi Amin. Oh, this girl singing a piece of cake. Let's go now. Idi Amin.
Woo, Idi Amin.
Listen to the falsetto going there. Not that my black man get that far up, you know. Idi Amin, Idi Amin, Idi Amin. Idi, Idi Amin, Idi Amin. Don't forget the name there, folks. Idi Amin, Idi Amin. How I love the sound of it. Idi Amin, Idi Amin. Ooh, Idi, Idi Amin. Who wrote the lyrics of this? It's poetry. Idi Amin, Idi Amin, Idi Amin, Idi Amin, Idi Amin, Idi Amin.
Last week I attended a fancy buffet for Steve Lawrence, aka Steve Gourmet. And Edie Amin stepped right in his way between the Waldorf salad and the chef's souffle. Souffle! And Steve said to Edie, "You're looking none too thin." Edie smashed a human thigh bone on Steve's double chin and then proposed to Edie the very next day. She'll be Mrs. Edie Lawrence, Edie Amin Gourmet. Gourmet! Forget about inflation, forget about Japan, forget the elections in Afghanistan or World War III. Who would lose or win? Cause Edie is mad at Steve. Edie is mad at Steve. And Steve is mad at Edie. Amen. Amen.
Dance, they call me Janet Reno. Men say I'm a great attorney general. They all want me, they can't have me. Let me tell you about the man I'm after. He's 5'10", Caucasian, and his composite drawing is so hot.
Everybody loves and adores Janet Reno. Koresh didn't like her, but what the heck did he know? She'll get you with her charms or maybe a subpoena. Hey, Janet Reno.
Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy whose name is Unabomber. I don't want him, couldn't stand him, he was no good, so I... Now, come on, what was I supposed to do? He wrote a 35,000-page manifesto and didn't mention me once, the loser. And besides, the Menendez brothers are so fine. Party anywhere from Maine down to Chino, I'm your party girl, invite me, Janet Reno. Just tell me what to bring with me. I'm in charge of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. If you're at large, I'll take charge. I'll handcuff and take you home with me. Excite you, indict you, I might even extradite you.
Everybody loves and adores Janet Reno. She's hot and strong like a cup of cappuccino. Always got a search warrant in her El Camino. Hey, Janet Reno.
Hi.
Here he comes now. We'll try and flag him down. Say, hold it there. Hold it there. little bit, Batman. That might won't reach exactly. I wonder if you could say a few words to our many listeners out there in Batland. Just speak right into the bat mic here.
Hi.
Hi out there. Say, Batman, where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, just on the way out to fight a little crime and corruption, Chet.
Boy, this bat car you're driving sure is a jewel. How many horsepower does it have?
I presume you're speaking of bat power.
Sorry about that, Chief. How many bat power would you say it has?
Approximately 4,000.
That's a little hard to believe there, Batman.
Would you believe 135 with 3 deuces?
Well, I don't know, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, good night, Chet. I'll be on the way to fight a little crime and corruption now.
Well, folks, there you've heard it. A fabulous interview with the fabulous Batman. And there he goes off in a blaze of glory to fight a crime. Say, look out, Batman. Watch out for that truck.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Dig Batman, he's a high hero, 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 he's a high hero.
Here he come now.
Batman, Batman, Batman.
Mr. Paul, make it name.
What is it that put America in the forefront of the nuclear nations? And what is it that will make it possible to spend $20 billion of your money to put some clown on the moon? Well, it was good old American know-how, that's what. As provided by good old Americans like Dr. Werner von Braun. Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. A Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical, say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. Und I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
So Columbus could prove her that she round like a bun. He bargained some help from Spain's queen. She loaned him loot, three schooners to boot, for she plenty good sport and keen. Oh, Christopher Columbus, while you are still among us, if eastward lie toward westward sky, how do you point the compass? In 1492, one bright morning when sea come real choppy and blue, Columbus yelled down through the hatch. All hands on deck, we're sailing by heck, for India's real spicy herb patch. Now Christopher Columbus, he is nobody's dumbus, for he can see you round the sea as how to point the compass. Rough seas the ships toss with booms and creaks, while the sailors keep track of the days and the weeks. Then rumor has compass awhirl, the crew in fear, their ships coming near the topsy-turvy side of the world. Oh, Christopher Columbus, strange force that swing the compass on unplied trip, could put a ship
in mutiny-sized rumps. Land ho, the cry come, all hands ashore. Then they meet much fine feather, Miss San Salvador. She lead them to her tribe's big chief. Soon time real ripe for smoke 'em peace pipe. Then there come much dance and big feast, and Christopher Columbus, no need to point the compass, to dance and feast like hungry beast, and feel that he become us. They dance with maidens, poom-pom, ole! Not so interest in small talk, but much full of play. Come big water spout full of rain, much cats and dogs, and pollywog frogs, and Queen Isabella of Spain. Oh, Christopher Columbus, big flood, she tried to swamp us. Now off the ship, this end of trip. Things worse than mixed up gums. The dogs tree the cats, the bullfrogs croak. While Her Majesty stand there so wet she will soak. Columbus yell, how are you thar? Queen show style, she unpucker smile. You got good Italian cigar? Columbus or Columbo, as awkward as a jumbo. He swear that he is fit to be Queen Isabella's Dumbo. The weather soon clear, they dance again. Isabella turns sad sack as next feast begin. Now nice feathered Indians I've seen. To Spain take me on Santa Maria before I forget I'm a queen. Oh, Christopher Columbus, what big wild merry rumpus. They smoked and pipe, had fun damn sight. At all points, by the compass.
Elvis, there's a story I have to tell to the world that's never been told before. Elvis, one rainy, hot summer night here in Nashville about 7 or 8 years ago, what you did for me will always be a part of my life forever, as you will be for millions. You see, I was sitting on the back steps of RCA's Studio B that hot summer night, I guess trying to get out of the rain, not knowing it was you inside the studio recording. When some man opened the door and I stood up, and he asked me if I would go after some candy bars. I guess maybe he thought I worked there as a cleanup boy or something, but I really didn't. When I got back to the studio door, the candy bars in the paper bag was wet, and so was I. You see, I hadn't had a car for about 6 years. I knocked on the door, and the same man let me in. Then I heard a voice ask that I bring the candy bars into the studio. When I saw it was you that I got the candy bars for, I became very weak all over. I guess it was too much for a poor boy and a nobody like me to be bringing candy bars to a king like you. I remember you asked me my name and shook my hand and thanked me. And then you reached in your pocket and gave me a $20 bill and said, here, I want you to have this. You never did know it, Elvis, but that $20 bill, I guess in a big way, saved my life. You see, I'd been sleeping in the back of an old wrecked station wagon, just up from the studio, for about 11 days, with only change in my pocket. And to be honest, I really hadn't eaten for almost 2 days. I never did see you again after that, but I want the whole world to know, if they don't already, the many little and big things you did for many people's such as myself. Elvis, I only wish I could have the chance again today to run to that same little store in the rain to get you some more candy bars.
That's a catchy little tune, isn't it? It's called Running Wild. James Cole and the Washboard Four. Okay, just so you know. Down a little bit, boys. Okay. We are dealing with people of renown today. People who are either rightfully or not famous. I say rightfully because we include today like people like Idi Amin. That was John Byrd up top, followed by Ogden Edsel. Idi Amin meets Edie Gourmet. Two songs by about Idi Amin today for you folks, and one about Edie Gourmet. Now, where are you going to find that but right here with me at the Bit Slap? I'll tell you right now, nowhere. There's good reason for that, too, but we'll get into that some other time. After that, Janet Reno from Gretchen Bonaduce and Tim Kavanaugh. Gretchen, of course, was married to Danny Bonaduce. That's how she became famous, if famous can be accurate in her case, because nobody's ever heard of her now. This was years ago. A couple songs about Batman after that, The Impossible Burgundy Bullfrog and Batman Rides Again, followed by the inimitable Sam Chalpin and Batman. Really curious who got the idea to put that guy on record, but that's a couple minutes you won't get back again, so we may as well just get used to it. Marion Rosenberg after that, Mr. Paul McCartney. Is Paul dead? I don't know. Evidently not to Marianne Rosenberg. And following that, Wernher von Braun, Tom Lehrer, Christopher Columbus from Dick Kent, one of the MSR stable guys, and Barry Tiffin. Candy bars for Elvis. Or Tort Elvis, perhaps. I think he made it clear that it was actually Elvis. So we can close the book on that. We have a couple of, you know, a couple of cross-references here. We had a couple of, two references to Paul, two references to Elvis. We have one coming up on somebody else you just heard. We had a cross-reference to Idi Amin. It's weird. What can I tell you? We have actually two more cross-references coming up. All right, so stay tuned. Count them. Be the first in your neighborhood. And collect them. Trade them with your friends. Back in a bit.
Youth, but he took that fatal fix. Now how he's smoking on the water. That he's letting loose some burning licks. If you believe in the devil and that everything don't work out well, if there's a rock and roll heaven, then there must be a rock and roll hell. There must be a rock and roll hell.
Every time I see her, she's on my TV screen. wife like Alice Crandon to make everything all right. Think a wife like Alice Crandon make the honeymoon last all night. If I had a wife like Alice, I know I'd never leave her. It's Alice that I'm looking for. I don't want Mrs. Cleaver.
He don't want no Mrs. Cleaver. She ain't gonna do.
No, Mrs. You just won't do. The redhead lady is not for you. No.
Was a lady, of this there is no doubt. She didn't drink and she didn't smoke, and you never had to take her out. Because in these days of inflation, with gas and such high rent, you know, good old Alice, she's saving every cent. I want a wife like Alice Crandon to make everything alright. I need a wife like Alice Crandon to make the honeymoon last all night. I want a wife like Alice Crandon to make everything alright. I think a wife like Alice Crandon make the honeymoon last all night. I think a wife like Alice Crandon makes everything alright.
Will you please employ me in your wonderful world of women? You remember me, don't you? We met at that theater in New York. I sat in the 16th seat, 7th row, from the right of the left-hand center section, 8 seats from the rear of the 3rd row on the left-hand side of the right aisle. I knew you couldn't forget me in my red Argyle socks. I stood up and waved and hollered. You stopped singing and said, "Folks, look there in the 16th seat, 7th row from the right of the left-hand center section, 8 seats from the rear of the 3rd row on the left-hand side of the right aisle. Wonder if it's house broke yet." That made my day, saying that to me. Now, Farron, I've been taking guitar lessons. Doing good, too. Just listen. In a month or so, I can try it with strings. Want me to tell you something else? I'm a Buck Owens fan club dropout. Boy, that'll tear a buck up. Can I come to work next week? Why, I'll be like a valet to you. Shine your boots and sing harmony with you and Daryl. Buddy, buddy, I'd sure look good there on stage with you in my red Argyle socks. I got to get off of this happy-pappy poverty program. Now, I either go to work or go to Washington. Just got to get out of this neighborhood. It's so bad, they're tearing it down to build slums. How about it? Can I go to work? You wouldn't want to see me in Washington, would you? Huh, Farron? You must think about our country, Farron. Please, I'll shine your boots. Don't send me to Washington. Bus rides make me sick, Farron. I can't stand it. I don't like rides. Not Washington. Oh, no. Please, Farron, will you hire me? Please. No, not Washington. Please. 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 Please.
Could sing the fire right out of you. You've written songs for every star in Nashville, Tennessee. So how's about it, Harlan? Would you write a hit for me? Now, I can come to Nashville. You'll just send me the fire. Boy, if me and you get together,
Oh, we'll tear them up down there. I loved Heartaches by the Number, and Busted impressed me so much, I painted your name in big red letters cross side my pickup truck. Boy, the way you write and the way I sing, no telling how far we could go. Be smoking cigars and driving big cars, probably be on the Jimmy Dean Show. Dear Harlan Howard, will you write me a hit? Don't you know that I can sing the bar right out of it? You've written songs for every star in Nashville, Tennessee. So, how's about it, Harlan? Would you write a hit for me? Now, wouldn't want you to be ashamed of me when you show me around Nashville. So I got a few things down at Monkey Ward's and said, just send old Harlan a bill. Bought me a bright green cowboy shirt and a pair of leopard skin boots. And you won't believe them rhinestones and mother sewed on my suits. I met Roger Miller a here while back and sang him a song or two. He said, you just write old Harlan. He said it was the least he could do. He said he owed you something, Harlan. So he's sending me. Ain't that a blast? You ride him, I'll sing him. I got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to say. Boy, I wish you'd give that song to me instead of Buck Owens.
One, two, two, two. I'm gonna practice my guitar and piano while I can. There's a certain superstar might use a one-man band. Gonna ride a big old Greyhound with my bass and with my sticks. Don't you know I'd love to play around with Dolly Parton's hits. Dolly's hits are on the screen. Dolly's hits are everywhere. Everybody knows Jolene. And here you come again, what a pair, bouncing up the charts. Super Bowl at 46, in our minds and in our hearts, the Dolly Parton's hits. I have been to 9 to 5, how many times I couldn't say. I have seen her do it live and getting bigger every day. I'm in love with Crystal's hair, ooh, and Tanya's wiggle gives me fits. But there's nothing can compare with Dolly Parton's hits. There are those I don't die, there are some I can't recall. But I wouldn't be surprised if Dolly had the biggest hits of all, bouncing up the charts. Super Bowl at 46, in our minds and in our hearts, Dolly Parton's hits.
He was 5 feet 8, a powerful man, and he weighed about 200 pounds. A former Teamsters leader that I've just got to track down. They say he may be under the Giants' end zone. That's why I'm out here digging up bones, and I'll keep searching till I'm 6 feet underground. 'Cause she said when they find Jimmy Hoffa, that's when I'll come back to you. It's been 20 years since he disappeared, and until then we're still through. If I'll ever get her back, brother, I don't know. I got a set of dental records and a new backhoe. So grab a shovel, you got to help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Her being gone is something that I can't bear. Willard Scott's toupee looks a lot
Hoffa hair. He was into pension funds and semi-trucks. Now he may be the bacon in a Dave's Deluxe. But if he ain't in there, then he's gotta be around here somewhere. She said, when they find Jimmy Hoffa, that's when I'll come back to you. He might be the green in Irish Spring or the white stuff in Elmer's glue. Is he dishwashing liquid or deviled ham? They just found his clash ring in a can of Spam. Oh, help me, you got to help me find Jimmy Hoffa. Find Jimmy Hoffa. Here's a quarter. Help me find Jimmy Hoffa.
For me, it seems this other man's name's been following me around and it just won't let me be. You see, I got this name and he's got this name too, and no, well, they're kind of close, only a blind crazy fool would think I was him. It's like saying green is blue. But let me tell you, brother, style has been a father when he made the cover of Time Magazine. She just smiled and said, all right. Well, we got talking and drinking wine, and she said she liked my music, thought it was fine. She said, let's make love, your place or mine. And in the middle of the passion, I was on the borderline when she called out a name, but it wasn't mine. She called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear her calling Bruce, Bruce. I can hear. Rick, I'm gonna stick it to your thigh. Hey, it's this kid walking, carrying a guitar. You know I told him that I play. He asked me my name. You know I told him. I said it green as clear as day. Well, he seemed really, clearly, sincerely impressed. And as he pulled a piece of paper for me to sign from his vest, he said, I thought Born to Run was one of your best. Oh, wait a minute, man, who do you think I am? He answered, Mr. Springsteen, you're a famous man. He called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear him calling Bruce, Bruce. Ooh, he called me Bruce, Bruce. I can hear him. My name is Richard, gonna hit you to your thigh.
hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a brute. Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil. War song was raw. Was it a car or a cat I saw? Rise to vote, sir. Do geese see God? Do nine men interpret? Star. Won't lovers revolt now? Race fast, safe car. Pause, the sap ma is as selfless as I am. May a moody baby do my yam. Ah, Satan sees Natasha. No devil lived on. Lonely Tylenol. Baton. No X in Nixon, oh Stone be not so, oh Geronimo, no minor ego. Naomi Amon, a Toyota's a Toyota, a dog, a panic, in a pagoda. Oh no, Don Ho, nurse I spot gypsies, run, senile feline. I won. UFO tofu, we panic in a pew. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
Okay. All right, we've reached the part of the show where I say, you're on your own. Good luck out there. This time there were no fatalities. Well, not really, I guess. We did start off that set with Rock and Roll Hell from Richie Balance. Certain number of fatalities there. Marty Feldman Eyes from Bruce Baum. Jackie Simmons, I Want a Wife Like Alice Cramden. Rod Harris, A Letter to Farron Young. Don Bowman, Dear Harlan Howard. Bobby Braddock, Dolly Parton's Hits. Tim Wilson, Help Me Find Jimmy Hoffa. There's a cross-reference for you. Rick Springfield and His Musical Woes, his story of Bruce. And Bob from Weird Al. I don't know how anybody could confuse Rick Springfield with Bruce Springsteen. They're just entirely different animals. I think they're entirely different species, different genuses and everything. And also, I just wanted to warn you that while I was in Maine a couple of weeks ago, I came across a pretty cool record store. It had a big used section, something you don't always see enough of these days, I don't think. And there was a bunch of Weird Al discs for like $2 a piece, so I bought them out. Just thought you'd like to know. So that you can do what you got to do when the time comes. You know what that is. So, all right. So, we're on our way out of here now. I do have a mystery tune for you. Something that probably... I'm probably caught up with it late, but it's something that became viral on YouTube. I'll give you that kind of a hint. You'll know who it is, and you'll know what it is. But this is just my way of excusing the fact that I'm not too current on these things. So, please enjoy yourselves. Have a good week. Summer is here. That requires a special kind of care all on its own. That's right, sunscreen and noodles for the lake. Yes, sir. So have a good time, and I'll see you next week with more stuff, more surprises.
There are some towns in North Long Island. Streams of money, much to spare. Blue, blue Cadillac in every driveway. Nothing much changes
there. Not this record!
There.
Not this record! Not this record!
Whip it real good. Hop up out the bed and turn my swag on. Pay no attention to them haters, cause we whip them all. We ain't doing nothing wrong. Don't tell me nothing, I'm just trying to have fun. So keep the party jumping.
Whip my hair back and forth.
You gotta whip your hair.